Welcome on into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Friday, November 3rd, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, just text me doctor. That's usually the easiest. Just text me doctor or Sherry with a Y, whatever you need to do, and I'll send you the flyer. I'll send you the information. I'll send you everything. Joining us on the line right now is an announced filed candidate running for the 106th House seat. Todd Smallenberg is on the line with us. As soon as we get him unmuted, there he is. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, dear trucker. How are you today, brother?
Good, good, good. Crazy busy. I just personally endorsed Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for the U.S. Senate seat, and she's got a Northern Michigan tour. I'll send you the flyer. She's going to be over at the Iron Pig a week from today. She's got other events going all across the UP, and she's going to be all over the place, Sheboygan, and again, Gaylord next Friday. But I don't do personal endorsements that often. And the reason I don't is because people have a tendency to say, well, it's really early in the game, Randy. You should kind of wait and see who all's going to get in. Now there's rumors that even Peter Meyer, the congressman, disgraced congressman, one-termer, who his first floor vote in Washington, D.C., Todd, was to impeach Donald Trump, along with Fred Upton from Michigan. And he got voted out. Now he's thinking about throwing his hat in. James Craig, Mike Rogers, Nikki Snyder, Michael Hoover, you know, Alexandria Taylor, and, of course, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. And I've been praying on this, and I've been analyzing and vetting these people. Had many of them on the show. I've had many refuse to come on the show. And I've prayed about this and thought about it, and I made the announcement just now. And one of the things that I've prayed on and thought about is your race, the 106th House District race next year. And again, the voting record of Cam Cavett. He voted yesterday in Lansing to pass the bill with the Democrats, making it that you cannot run for county sheriff. You cannot run for your county sheriff seat unless you have 5 years experience of law enforcement. And I think that is an absolutely wrong vote. I disagree with the bill. It's been sponsored by a former sheriff, Brian Begall. It's pushed by the Michigan Sheriff's Association and other police agencies. And Todd, I want to get your perspective on this. If you were the voting state representative for the 106, would you have sponsored, would you have voted for that bill yesterday in Lansing?
No, I wouldn't, because it didn't have any exemptions for military service or other things that would correlate to those qualifications. And I think there's a undercurrent reason as to why they're doing that, because our sheriffs are constitutionally based. And I think that's the main reason they're pushing this.
Well, my biggest problem with it is the sheriff, the political office of sheriff, the way it is defined now and way it's instituted, implemented, the sheriff does not run the sheriff's department. They do not run road patrols. They don't run the county jail. They do not ever road patrol themselves personally unless they see some type of egregious, you know, they're driving around in their own vehicle and some guy passes them doing 120 miles an hour, you know, on US 31 here in Antrim County, for example. Well, then they turn the lights on and pull the guy over and probably give him a ticket. But I mean, they don't actually patrol per se, and they don't even run the shifts. The undersheriff does all that, everything, the jail, the road patrols, the shifts, all of it is handled by the undersheriff. It's more or less a political figurehead position, and to provide macro management, not micro, but macro management of the sheriff's department. And what does that have to do, law enforcement experience, other than keeping people without law enforcement experience from, or like you say, military service, not able to run for sheriff?
No, I agree 100%. And again, I think it's a reason for that. Because, you know, like in the military, when you get up in that senior position, we call that herding cats. And that's all you're doing at that macro level. And so by taking that individual away and not having that outside experience, it gets very focused inward, not outward. And we lose sight of that, of the people. And that's what allows us with our constitutionally based sheriffs now today, is they're taking everything into consideration and not just being focused on that law enforcement area, that they get so tunnel vision that they're not looking outward.
Yes, absolutely. Getting their instructions from Lansing, are you kidding me? And ignoring the Constitution. I mean, 90 days from when they end this legislative session, which I'm thinking may be as early as next week, they want that 90-day clock ticking, Todd, so that they can move up the presidential election. They can enforce immediate effect then the gun laws that they've passed. All of the pending legislation that the six state Republican state senators did not vote to give them immediate effect, well, they have to wait 90 days after the legislative session ends for those laws to come into effect. And I think that they are absolutely ramming this stuff through. And we saw it with the abortion bills this week, 4949 through 4959, rammed through 56 Democrats to 54 Republicans. Every single one of them passed and in the House got immediate effect. And there's, you know, Cam Cavett and the other Republicans, quote unquote, sitting on their butts at their desk voting no. And I'm like, why don't you guys protest? Why don't you yell and scream baby killers, baby killers, baby killers, with the threat of being thrown out of the chamber of the House by the speaker, the communist Lori Paduski from Livonia that was acting speaker? Why don't you force her to remove you from the chamber? But these guys had, not one of them had the guts to do it. And I'm like, you know what? What good is it to have supposedly Republican state representatives down there when they won't stand up for the babies? They will not stand up to this tyrannical agenda that's happening in our state. Todd, I'm frustrated, man. I that's where I'm at this morning.
Well, that's why I'm running, Trucker. I mean, because I'm disgusted. I mean, no one's willing to fight for what's right. I mean, we're talking about killing human beings. These babies. My granddaughter was a micro preemie. She weighed 1.4 pounds. She never had to be, on an intubator or anything. She breathed on her own the whole time in the NICU. Don't tell me that's not a living human being. And they want to rip these babies limb by limb, piece by piece. That's sickening and twisted and evil. That's just as barbaric as what Hamas did to those babies in Israel.
Right.
And we're condoning this and making this seem like it's normal. And no one's – where is the outrage from our elected officials? I've only seen Neil Friske posting things. The rest of them don't post anything.
Yeah.
They're not on social media. They're not in the news screaming about this and telling the American people what these bills are about.
Yeah. Absolutely.
They have no backbone. They have no,
the preemie grandbaby, you said, what was her gestation? 1.4 pounds. How many weeks was she?
She was at that time that they figured out she was 24 weeks. My daughter-in-law was having severe issues, and they were watching her, and they came to her and said, "Hey, we've got to take the baby." And so, because we're talking about the life of my daughter-in-law and my granddaughter.
Sure.
And so, by the grace of God, she is a thriving, healthy little 7-year-old that is just full of energy and spunk. And we're so blessed and fortunate that, of the medical and everything else of providing that for her. And she's alive and well today.
God bless. Well, you know, it's that type of story that they don't talk about. The Republicans didn't talk about. Angela Regas, one of the House Freedom Caucus members, a woman, got up and shared her own personal experiences of her life. You know, back in 20 years ago, 2003, she was single. She was pro-choice. she was very liberal in her views until she found out that she got pregnant. And she said it changed her life. And she went on to explain 3 miscarriages after being married to her husband and losing the babies, got an infection in a hospital, but yet they wanted to remove and did remove all of the safety guidelines in these abortion clinics. Those are all gone. The doctors don't have to have privileges at a local hospital. There's no going to be inspections or reporting of any incidents that happen in these clinics. And I just sat there in total amazement that these Republicans didn't protest this and try to cause a major scene, make some headlines, get some TV cameras on you for being thrown out of the House chamber. I mean, that would have given them an opportunity, Todd, to explain what these bills actually did. But they didn't do anything. They just sat at their desks and voted no.
Again, I've only seen Neil posting things and talking about it, and yep. A couple other Freedom Caucus guys. And the rest of them, they don't say anything because they don't want to be tied to anything. They don't have a backbone. You know. And you're right. We should be talking about the women, because how many times have we been reading about Planned Parenthood where women are being rushed to the hospital, women are dying, being sterilized, everything going on because of this horrendous thing that they're doing to women and babies.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, I've prayed about this. I've thought about this. You and I have had many conversations. I've tried to get State Representative Cam Cavett to come on the show and talk, just tell us updates even from Lansing, what's going on with these bills and different things and activities. Total silence. Will not come on the show. Whatever. And I think the people of the 106, this upcoming year in the August primary, have a decision to make. You're going to be on the ballot. Cam Cavett's going to be on the ballot. I don't believe anybody else is going to get on the ballot. I think it's going to be a 2-man race between you and him. And I know you don't know that I'm about to do this, but I've prayed on it. I've talked to Vicky, and I've made the decision that I'm going to personally endorse you for the 106 State House seat next year.
I'm honored that you have that trust and faith in me, you and Vicky both, and I appreciate that. And I will not let you nor any of the folks in the 106 down. I will be your representative, and I will represent you and not Lansing when I go down there here coming in a year from January.
Well, we greatly appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you getting into the fight. And God bless you, sir. Stay strong. We'll talk to you soon.
You too, brother. Have a wonderful weekend.
Final segment of hour number one. I'm Trucker Randy. Take
out the paper. Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithin in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithin is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Kind of doing something that I don't normally do, but I've been praying on this. I've been thinking about this. I've been looking at it. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do this because it's the right thing to do. I just got a couple of text messages. People wanted me to send them Todd's website. It's really simple, but I can text it to you. Just text me Todd, T-O-D-D, and I'll text you back, electsmallenberg.com. Elect Smallenberg, S-M-A-L-E-N-B-E-R-G.com. Electsmallenberg.com. Text me Todd, I'll send you the link. You can check them out. You can volunteer. You can donate. You can become part of his team. You can get yard signs. I know Bo in Indian River area, he has requested a couple of 4x8s. He owns some property on some main road frontage. Todd is in the process of ordering those, getting those in, and putting those up. Why did I do it? Yesterday's vote was the straw that broke the camel's back. Folks, I was seriously considering running for Antrim County Sheriff next year as a Democrat. We've got an appointed sheriff right now that's filling up the last term of Dan Bean, who retired. He retired on Vicky's birthday, his birthday, September 8th. Cheryl Guy, you've heard that name on this show many times, the clerk of Antrim County, Jim Rossiter, the prosecutor, and Judge Roy Hayes appointed Dan Bean's undersheriff, Kevin Hoke. Another go along, get along, do what Lansing tells you to do, I believe, Democrat, going to run for sheriff next year as now the sheriff, the sitting sheriff. He was the undersheriff under Dan Bean. Well, he stepped up and was appointed by those three, the judge, the clerk, and the prosecutor of Antrim County. Going totally against Matt Molidar. He's currently, I believe, the undersheriff in Otsego County. He lives in Antrim County. He's considering running to be the Antrim County Sheriff next year. if he decides to get into the race, that's who I was going to vote for. Not Kevin Hoke, the sitting sheriff, undersheriff of Dan Bean. And they did not appoint Matt Muledar, my person that I wanted to be my constitutional sheriff here in Antrim County. They appointed Dan Bean's undersheriff. The good old boy club network at work. Well, I was going to run as sheriff as a Democrat to force the Antrim County Democrat Party to come out publicly and endorse the Republican Rhino, Kevin Hoke, Dan Bean's undersheriff, acting sheriff right now, filling his term out because he retired. I was going to force the Democrats to endorse publicly the Republican because they would not put up anybody against me. They might have, but I would win. I would be the Democrat candidate for sheriff in Antrim County next year. And Cam Cavett took that away from me. I can't run for sheriff in my county now to be a constitutional sheriff, yes, as a Democrat. A common sense business Democrat that wanted to be the sheriff of this county. I wanted to do it. And Cam Cavett took that away from me. So did all the other rhinos that voted for that crap with the Democrats. To protect their own. The Michigan Sheriff's Association supported this crap. Why? Because if you don't have 5 years of law enforcement experience, well, guess what, folks? You now can't run for county sheriff. The bill passing in the House, the Senate, will be signed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer and will have probably immediate effect. Because the senators will probably vote for this garbage too. The 6 Republican senators that prevented immediate effect on all these other bills, well, they're going to vote for this. Why? Because the Michigan Sheriff's Association is donating to their campaign, reelection campaigns for the future. But Cam Cavett took that away from me yesterday. And I went to Vicky and I said, that's it. I'm going to personally endorse Todd Smallenberg tomorrow on the show. Todd had no idea I was going to do that. That's why I waited to the end of the interview to do it, because I know he was probably shocked that I did it. And did you hear his immediate response? Randy, not only will I be the state representative for the people for the 106, I'll be yours. Because you know why? John Roth, my state rep, voted with Cam Cavett to block me from running for sheriff next year in Antrim County as a Democrat. My state rep did it. Your state rep for the 106 did it. Neil Frisky voted against it. History lesson with Pastor Chadfield, the War of 1812. Hour number 2, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company.
a Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8322.